السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa, many many times you have heard this couplet of Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, which I am going to repeat in tonight's majlis of zikr, in which he says, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam. یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بصد غم، جہاں شادیاں تھیں وہیں اب ہے ماتم. یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم، یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم، تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. Every happiness in this world is changed with sorrow someday. One day it's happiness, the other day it is sorrow. And not one sorrow, sometimes it's 100 sorrows. 100 types of grief for every one happiness. Where they were at one time, marriages taking place, those homes in which there was a marriage, there was a wedding, people were feasting, people were celebrating, people were enjoying the entertainment and the music and the singing and the drums. What happens after that? Wahi ab hai matam. In that same home after that, they say people are mourning. They are mourning the loss of that same person whose marriage they were at one time celebrating. Clearing the papers of my late father, we came across his marriage certificate. My late grandfather was an imam of the Amzinto Masjid. He was a very pious person. In fact, because of his piety, he was called Sufi Saab, the father of Chota Mota Sufi Saab. So he had performed that nikah, the nikah of his daughter, that is my mother, he himself had performed. The nikah took place on the 4th of August, 1942. My mother passed away in this Ramadan, and a few months after that, my father passes away. So almost 58 or 60 years, they lived together. But what I am trying to convey to you is that there was a day in which there was a marriage that took place. For many, many years they lived. So many children were born of that marriage. Those children got married. Their children got married. But one by one, the elders began to leave. But they were some of those privileged ones and fortunate ones who lived for so long. These days we have got absolutely no guarantee that even we will survive the next hour. All of us who arrived at this masjid for our Isha Salat, we do not know whether we will be able to reach home safely. So we should not be in a state of negligence. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Repeatedly I have said, make use of the things of this world. Allah Ta'ala has created it for us. He does not want us to lead a life of poverty or lead a life of restlessness or be deprived of food, of drink, of clothing, of shelter, or to live a life of a hermit, go away on the top of a mountain or in a jungle. Nothing like that. Simple, practical things. Easy life. Obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make an effort for the sake of deen, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses with a beautiful life. Beautiful life. He says, yet ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. Take a lesson from all these things that are happening. It is not a concert. We haven't come here to just witness some concert. In a concert there's a lot of acting, lot of drama, lot of scenes, but there is no reality. It's like the pictures that we see in the films, that there's no reality. It's all acting, it's drama. But this life is not just a drama. Whatever we are doing, we are accountable. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got His angels recording everything. As I mentioned in the majlis the other night, Babu Zi al-Kitab, when the discussing the tafsir of that ayat, that everything, the people will say that, what kind of a book is this? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Small or big, nothing has been left unrecorded, unwritten. Allah Ta'ala has got the Kiram and Katibin, they are recording everything. And there is no question of power failure with the Kiram and Katibin. There is no such thing as weakness. There is no such thing as being unable to record because of some outside condition. Everything is being recorded. So, jahan shadiyan thi, wahin ab hai matam. How many times we have seen that? Those very homes where marriages took place, sometimes within months, there is sorrow. Within months, the person has gone. And sometimes within days. And now, the conditions that we are witnessing, then people are dying even on their wedding days and marriage days. One side they are waiting and the person is gone. So therefore we should not be negligent, that is all. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the ihsas. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. Days of infancy, days of childhood, days of youth, days of old age. There's so much of changes that are taking place. Sometimes it's play, sometimes it's interest in fashions and trends, and sometimes it's fast cars and other kinds of things. And then old age comes and the person's strength is all gone. weakness sets in. Those whom at one time we said were world-class boxers and world-class football players and world-class wrestlers, but look at them in their old age when their bodies have become frail. There's no strength left. So looking at all these things, we must take lesson that lead a life of piety, lead a life of taqwa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us happiness, satisfaction, He will give us peace. He will bless us with such kind of contentment that the person will consider himself to be the richest person in the world. The poorest person will consider himself to be the richest person if he has contentment, istighna, satisfaction. He will feel satisfied under all conditions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses His awliya with that kind of condition. So he says, first it was childhood days. The person played games, football, cricket, this, that. But when he became young, then he became majnoon, madly in love with some woman, or the woman madly in love with some man, or in these days, we know what is happening. But what is the end result? This morning I was speaking to some people, and this is what I mentioned, that I've had so many people telling me, Maulana, I don't know what to do, I'm restless, I'm full of worries, and I just don't know how to get out of this problem. The major problem being involvement, illicit relationships, and it is causing havoc. So what is the end result? If the person leads a pure and a pure and a clean life, he'll have happiness. He'll have happiness in his heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him peace and happiness. And the end result of all these relationships is nothing but restlessness, anxieties. And especially those married people who are involved, it's even worse. So therefore he says, don't become majnoon. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given youth, one person wrote to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that I just cannot take my thought off this woman, and no matter how much I try to stay away, but I still end up meeting her and I don't know what to do. So he replied that when you receive this letter of mine, you bring the letter and come to me. That's all. So when you receive my reply, then with your letter and my you bring it, you come back to me. So when he received the reply, so he made a trip and he went to Thana Bhavan. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh made him sit and said that you say you just cannot restrain yourself. Is that true? He said, yes. He said, in my presence would you do that? In my presence would you meet her? He said, no. In the presence of her father would you do that? He said, no. In the presence of her mother, would you do that? He said, no. In the presence of the family members, would you do that? No. So you are meeting her secretly? He said, yes. So which means that you've got the azmat of everyone else except Allah. In other words, everybody has got sight. The only one that's blind is Allah. Or everyone should be respected and honored. The only one that deserves no respect and honor is Allah Ta'ala. Is that what you are trying to say? And then he said, he gave him some nasihats. That person says that was the end of that whole relationship. So there is no question of being unable to. Allah Ta'ala would not have made taqwa farz if it was not within our means to. If a person is watching some porn film and at that time the burglars get in and they point a gun, have we ever heard those people saying that I am so addicted to this particular feature that until I don't complete it, I won't be even able to look at you? What happens at that time? Why is it that the person at that time just starts screaming and shouting, and if he says go flat onto the ground, then everyone is flat on the ground. So it shows that the person can restrain if he wants to. If he has the azmat, then my Allah is watching me. He gave me this sight. He gave me my speech. He gave me my hearing. He gave me my liver, heart, lungs and all functioning. He gave my brains.
Allah.
If He snatches this away because of this sin of mine, then what? So we should love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and give up sins for our own sake. We're not going to help anybody else. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah in the majlis on ND227355. BMW white. You are parked in somebody's driveway. Please go and remove your car. Don't park in anybody's driveway. So inshallah in the Monday night majlis, if Allah ta'ala wills, then I want to discuss a few things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq. But this is a majlis of zikr, so we do not want to delay you too much. Brothers, in the zikr majlis, you always heard Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu. Aaye nazar dekhun jidhar. This was one sifat and quality and attribute of my late father, that from the childhood days, the training and the tarbiyah and the disciplining that he gave to us was that you must not have your sight or your gaze on any person's wealth. Even if our own aunts or uncles or some family members, while we were little children, had to give us something and he had to spot it and had to see it, then who gave you this? Where did you bring it from? Did you ask for it? Why did you not say that I have got enough and sufficient? In this way he tried to discipline us, that we must not at any time have our nazar on anybody else's wealth or property or anything of that nature. This is something that he practiced all his life, that he never had his sight or gaze on anybody's wealth. We get many, many fathers who have great hopes, or they have great hope that these children of mine are going to support me, they're going to take care of me, they're going to provide for me in my old age, or even if they are young. Or they request and they demand that give us so much, give us this, bring that for me, bring this for me. But he always desired that he would give us something instead of taking from us. So some of these qualities we have, which were the teachings of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is what we are saying. غير سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. And when our gaze is out from the wealth and the property and the gold and the silver and the coins of others, then Allah Ta'ala will give us satisfaction in our hearts. At present there's plenty of jealousy and hatred and enmity just because we have got high hopes. So and so must do this for me, that person must bring this for me, when I ask for a loan so and so he must give it to me. Because we have got our gaze on everyone else besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, therefore we feel very hurt when our wish is not fulfilled. But if we develop this quality of istighna, that our gaze must be only on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ask from him, then the market is very big. Make an effort, and if you cannot get, then take a loan with a sincere intention of paying back, then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the doors. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی.
Let's open some windows out on the side there so that some breeze can come.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی, شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 अपना मुझे मजजूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में। अपना मुझे मजजूब बना ले, तेरा ही सौदा हो मेरे सर में। तेरी मोहब्बत हो रगों पे में, जान में तन में दिल में जिगर में। शाद रहूं मैं रंजो खुशी में, शाद रहूं मैं रंजो खुशी में, सूदो ज़िया में नफ़ो ज़रर में। फ़र्क न देखूं शाहो गदा में, दुर्रो सदफ में लालो गोहर में। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शामो सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ فار گیونگ مرسی فل اللہ فار گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او اللہ یو ڈیئرلی لو فار گیونس آف سنز آف سنرز وین دے ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو او مائی بلوڈ اللہ سچ اے لارج گیدرنگ آف پیپل آر ریزنگ دیئر ہینڈز بفور یو وی ہیو ینگ اینڈ اولڈ امنگسٹ اس وی ہیو دا سک اینڈ ویک امنگسٹ اس او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی آر ریزنگ اوور ہینڈز بفور یو Ya Allah, you do not like to turn hands empty. Oh Allah, you do not like to return the hands empty. You are the most generous of all those who show generosity and kindness. You are the one who has placed generosity into the hearts of people. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You are Kareem, you are Rahim, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. Ya Allah, you will gain nothing in punishing us. And you do not like punishing your creation. Oh my beloved Allah, you sent 124,000 Anbiya to this world. You sent so much of Mashayikh and Ulama-i Haq. You send the Sahaba-i Kiram and the Tabi'in and the Tabi'a Tabi'in for the Hidayat of mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, if you had desired to punish, then you would not have made all these arrangements for us. Oh Allah, we have been blind. We have been negligent. Oh Allah, we have shown indifference. Oh my beloved Allah, we have made use of all the ni'mats that you have given to us for your disobedience and for your displeasure. Ey mere Allah, ہم گناہ کرتے رہے گناہ کرتے رہے اس کے باوجود تو ہمیں کھلاتا رہا ان اسپائٹ آف آل دا سنز دیٹ وی ویئر کمیٹنگ بٹ یو گیو اس فوڈ ٹو ایٹ یو گیو اس کلوتھس ٹو ویئر یو گیو اس شیلٹر یو گیو اس ٹرانسپورٹ یو گیو اس سائٹ ہیئرنگ اینڈ اسپیچ اف اٹ ہیڈ بین انادر اللہ ہی وڈ ہیو سیزڈ اس دا مومنٹ وی کمیٹڈ سنز ہی وڈ ہیو ڈسٹرائڈ اس دا مومنٹ وی کمیٹڈ سنز ہی وڈ ہیو سنیچڈ اوے اور سائٹ وین وی سو حرام ہی وڈ ہیو
taken away our hearing when we listened to haram. You would have taken away our speech when we spoke haram. You would have paralyzed us the moment we touched haram. You would have paralyzed us the moment we walked towards haram. Oh Allah, how merciful you are. How kind and forgiving you are. How loving and caring you are. Ay Allah, tujhe sa pyara khuda koi nahi. Bas tu hi hamara hai. Ay Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Who can we turn to besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, we have gathered here because we have acknowledged you as our Rabb. We have believed in you as our Rabb. We have believed in you as our Allah. We have believed in you as a forgiving, as a merciful and as a kind Allah. We have believed in you as a Ghafoor Rahim Allah. Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we know that the moment we get forgiveness of our sins, then we will find peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, all over the world the Muslim ummah is suffering because we have distanced ourselves from you. We have distanced ourselves from the Quran Sharif. We have distanced ourselves from Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings. Oh Allah, the Western world and the media has caught us up in all the webs. Ay Allah, hum shaitani web ke andar phans gaye hai. Ya Allah, we have been trapped in all the different kinds of nets and webs. Ay mere pyare khuda. Ya Allah, we have begun to enjoy sins. Ay Allah, the sahaba e kiram, the tabi'in, the tabi tabi'in, the righteous and the pious. They used to make ibadat, they used to make zikr, they used to make tilawat, they used to serve mankind. Oh Allah, they used to make tahajjud, ishraq and chasht. Ya Allah, they used to make jihad in your path. And still they used to tear. Oh Allah, Hazrat Abu Bakr is crying. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is tearing. Ay Allah, Hazrat Usman Ghani is tearing so much when he's at the graveside. Oh Allah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is tearing. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is tearing. Ay Allah, they used to tear after all their ibadat. And oh Allah, we laugh at our sins. We laugh after committing sins. We brag about our sins. We advertise our sins in the newspapers. Ya Allah, we have got no shame and no modesty and no haya left. We are quite happy and content to see our photographs appearing in the newspapers, clutching the hands of haram women. Hey, mere Allah, hamare iman ka kya hal hoga jab hum gunah ke upar hasenge, when we are going to laugh over sins and when we are going to be happy and brag about our sins, then where is our iman? Hey, mere Allah, but we are ashamed. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we have committed, forgive us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, you could have changed the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara and the Munafiqeen into radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, when they accepted Islam upon the hands of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our hearts. Change the interests of our lives. Ay mere pyare khuda, they too were human beings. They too had the same needs and requirements as us. But oh Allah, their interests in lives were different. Ya Allah, unka zauk kuch aur tha. Unka shauk kuch aur tha. Aaj hamara shauk aur zauk guna ho gaya. Ay Allah, hamara shauk bhi guna. Hamara zauk bhi guna. The only thing, oh Allah, that gives us pleasure is haram entertainment. Ay mere Allah, ab to hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, we are seeing what is happening all over the world. We are seeing the condition of the ummah all over the world. We are seeing the disasters that are striking all over the world. But still we are not getting up from our indifference. We are not getting up from our slumber and sleep. Ay mere khuda, is ghaflat ki neend ko tu afiyat ke saath dur farma. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life. Bless each and every one of us with long life. Bless us with long life so that we may be able to accumulate maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ay Allah, let not our long lives be for sin and haram entertainment and pleasure. Ay Allah, hame lambi aur taweel zindagi nekiyon ke liye ata farma. Bless our children with long life. Bless our wives and families with long life. But oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to accumulate great amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ay Allah, let our death be in such a state that when we leave this world, then we leave this world smiling and happy. Ay Allah, we leave this world smiling and happy. We are shown the ni'mats of Jannat. We are shown the farishta and malaika of Rahmat at the time of our death. And we go away from this world in a happy state. And we leave behind people crying. Oh Allah, let it not be such that we leave this world. But we are crying and leaving this world because we are attached to so many things of this world. And we leave behind people smiling and laughing. Hey, mere Allah, hamein aisi pakiza zindagi ata farma. Ya Allah, bless us with a pure and a clean life. Ya Allah, clean and purify these hearts of ours. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filled with all kinds of impurities. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with jealousy and malice. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with evil desires and passions. Hey Allah, there is no corner left in our hearts for your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have given our hearts to everything else but to you. Oh Allah, whereas you are the only one who will remain with us. Ay Allah, you are the only one who really cares for us. Ay mere pyare khuda, ay mere pyare khuda, hum is duniya se ek din jaane wale hai. Ay Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with good physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, give us good physical health and spiritual health. Amen. And the physical strength and health that you give to us. Oh my beloved Allah, let us not use that physical strength for haram. Ay Allah, let not that strength and health in our bodies take us to zina. Let not that health and physical strength take us to adultery and fornication. Ay Allah, let that health not take us to the cinemas and the theaters and the gambling dens. Ay Allah, there are so many people who are on the hospital beds. Ay Allah, there are so many tubes attached to their bodies. They are completely paralyzed and unable to move. Ay Allah, where can they even think of adultery and fornication? Where can they even think of going towards haram? Ay Allah, let us not be in that condition. Ay Allah, we know that sickness is also a rahmat. We know that sickness is also sometimes a rahmat. But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh Allah, change the condition of sickness to good health. Change the rahmat of sickness to good health. Change the rahmat of poverty to wealth. Oh Allah, change the rahmat of weakness to strength. Ey mere fiyare khuda, ey mere beloved khuda, ey mere rahim kareem Allah, tu hum sab ko sehat ata farma, afiyat nasib farma, tandarusti ata farma. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives, protect our properties, protect our wives and children, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, one day we have to leave this world and come to you. There is no way that we are going to live here forever and ever. Oh Allah, with our own hands we have buried so many people. Ay Allah, we have buried our parents, we have buried our brothers and sisters, we have buried our children. Ay mere Allah, so many have buried their grandchildren. Ay Allah, humne in haathon se kitne logo ko dafnaya. Our shoulders have carried so much of janazas to the graveyard. Lekin mere khuda, qabristan mein bhi hume maut yaad nahi aati. Ay Allah, even in the graveyards we cannot seem to think of our deaths. Ay Allah, even in the graveyards we are still talking about worldly things. Ay mere Allah, ab to hume ehsas ata farma. Ya Allah, how can we become so hard hearted? Ay Allah, hume ehsas ata farma. There are hundreds of graves before us, but still we are thinking of dunya. Ay Allah, hamein maut ki haqeeqat naseeb farma, maut ki haqeeqat ko pehchanne ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, hamein sehat ata farma. Ay mere Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us away with iman. Ya Allah, let our death be on iman. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a disco. Do not let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Do not let the angel of death visit us in a cinema or theater. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us glued to some haram TV movie. Ay mere Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Do not let the angel of death visit us in some bar. Do not let the angel of death find us popping tablets and drugs into our system. Ay Allah, when we do not know when our death will come, and where it will come, and how it will come, how can we be indulging in haram? Ay Allah, haram se hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, hum sab ko qubool farma le. Ya Allah, the very fact that we have gathered here, it is an indication that we want forgiveness of our sins. And we do not want to go back to that filthy lifestyles of ours. Ya Allah, we are making a pledge not to return to those sins. Ay Allah, give us the istiqamat and the himmat. Ay Allah, give us the courage and the himmat to remain away from sins. Ay Allah, give us peace of mind. Give us tranquility in our hearts. Give us serenity and joy and comfort. Ay Allah, gham se hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, ghumum se hamari hifazat farma. Humum se hamari hifazat farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu hum sab ko sehat afiyat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Our brothers, sisters, parents, wives, children, whoever may be sick and ailing, oh Allah, give them cure. Ya Allah, give them cure from all their ailments and diseases and sickness. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, you are well aware of who is in financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, protect them from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, and get them out of their financial difficulties and worries. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our indulgence in so much of haram, we have remained under the curse of your, we have remained under the shadow of your curse. Oh my beloved Allah, remove that shadow of curse, and oh Allah, cast the shadow of rahmat over us. Ya Allah, taking on interest and giving on interest brings nothing but curses of yours. Ey mere Allah, teri lanat se hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with plenty of halal risk and get us out of our, of all our debts, and oh Allah, all financial problems and difficulties. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And those who have got children, but oh Allah, they are shedding tears. They are shedding tears that the children are gone to drugs and drink and wine and women, and they have neglected their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, bring them back onto the right track. Ay Allah, unko hidayat naseeb farma. Ay Allah, unko sirat-e-mustaqim par qaim farma. Unko nek aur saleh aulaad bana de. Ya Allah, make them obedient to their parents, and make the, put the love into their hearts of the parents, and into the hearts of the parents for the children. Ay Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, puri ummat ke andar aaj firqabazi ho gayi hai. Ay Allah, save us from all these divisions. Ay Allah, save us from all the divisions. Unite the entire ummat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the works of deen in whichever line and direction they are taking place, as long as they are within the framework of the Quran and Sunnah, ay Allah, accept each and every khidmat. Ay Allah, tamam deeni kaamo ko to qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ay Allah, daawat ke kaam ko qubool farma. اے اللہ خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, مشایخ کی محنت و قبول فرما, مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما. او اللہ, protect the حرمین شریفین. او my beloved Allah, protect مکہ معظمہ and protect مدینہ طیبہ from all the fitnas that are now entering these مبارک places. یا اللہ, for when fitnas are going to enter the headquarters of the Muslim ummah, then it is going to spread throughout the world. اے میرے اللہ, protect the ummah all over the world from the fitnas. We are being lashed by fitnas, O Allah, from our right, from our left, from in front of us, from behind us, from above us and beneath us. Ay Allah, hum kidhar jaye, tere siwa hamara koi nahi. Ay Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. O Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. The kingdoms are mine. Oh Allah, the parents will be mine. The children will be mine. The home will give us comfort. The businesses will give us barakat. Everything will be working in our favor. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Ay Allah, hamara banja, aur hame apna bana le. Become ours and make us yours. Ay Allah, hum tujhse tujhi ko talab kar rahe hai. We are seeking you from you, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking you from you. People are seeking different things, but we want you to become ours. If you are with us, oh my Allah, then everything is with us. Ey mere Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Ey Allah, hum tujhse tujhi ko talab kar rahe hai.
کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh my Allah, day and night we are making dua that you become ours and make us yours. اے اللہ ہمیں دنیا اور آخرت میں رسوا مت کرنا. Do not bring about any shame and humiliation and disgrace upon us, either in this world or in the qabr or in the akhirat. Ay Allah, do not bring about any disgrace and shame and humiliation upon us in this world or in the akhirat, especially in the akhirat, in the presence of billions of other ummatis. Ay Allah, in the presence of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not question us. Ya Allah, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive us, you will become pleased. My beloved Rasul will become pleased. We will become pleased and happy. The only one that will become displeased will be Shaitan. Ay mere Allah, tu hamari maghfirat farma de. Give us the himmat and courage to fight against nafs and Shaitan like lions, oh my Allah. Ay Allah, do not let us be like the fox in front of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, make us strong like the lions in front of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs o shaitan ne hame dhoka de rakha hai. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere Allah, meri madad kar, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے اللہ میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے اللہ میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے اللہ, my parents who have passed away, یا اللہ bless them with جنت الفردوس. اے اللہ give us صبر جمیل. And all others whose parents have passed away, brothers and sisters have passed away, Ya Allah, give them sabre jameel, ajre azim. Ya Allah, those who have left this world suddenly, and they have left behind little children, they have left behind widows, Ya Allah, give their widows and give their orphan children sabre jameel and ajre azim. Ya Allah, un sab ki tu kafalat farma, un sab ki mushkilat ko dur farma. Ya Allah, un ki mushkilat ko dur farma. یا اللہ ہم سب کی موت بھی اور خاتمہ بھی ایمان کے اوپر فرما. My beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all the duas of goodness that he made for us, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents if they are living with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummat with that goodness, and from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection. All his life he asked for protection of the ummah from different kinds of fitnas. Ya Allah, protect us from those fitnas. Protect our parents from those fitnas, our wives and children from those fitnas, and the entire ummat from those fitnas. Oh Allah, accept our duas with the wasila of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.